get a signal report, please.
Great gate. Walt, you're sounding good.
Patrick? I guess I'm going to get chewed up for it when my daughter gets home. I ain't supposed to go out of the house, but I felt a little better today, and I went down to my camper and brought my 2 meter up here to my bedroom, and I got my J-pole that Mr. Chad Hightower made me, and I can get off of that HT and maybe talk a little bit now, Patrick. Okay, I am. That's you, Patrick.
You're sounding good. You got a little bit of scratch with you every now and then, but you're perfectly readable. And it's good to hear you on the radio today.
The first day that I've actually felt like doing anything since all this started. And I think I've got about 3 more weeks before they operate on me. And I thought I'd get something done today. It's just boring as it can be, sitting here or laying here and can't get up and do nothing. It's either take my pain medicine and lay here and sleep, or put up with a little pain and try to get something done. I just ain't never been somebody just to sit around and do nothing, Patrick. So with that, I'm going to say 7-3, Patrick, and I may move that J-pole out here on the porch when my daughter gets home. I've about done all I can do today. So, KO4HKX, K4OIM, good talking to you, Patrick.
It's good to hear you on the radio. I hate you feeling bad, and I've been praying for you. But you can take care of yourself, and don't overdo it out there. So I'll say 7-3s and KO4HK, and I'll be quick.
Patrick, are you home yet? And 4ZLK.
KO4HK. Shane, I am home. I just walked in the door.
Signal. Sounded like it was coming from your house. You get a better signal out on the road, and I understand because where you're located. But really good to see you today, man. I enjoyed that.
I wish you could have hung around longer. Me and Dave and Gary sat there for probably 2 hours.
Gave them a little bit of a hard time. I heard them talking. I guess they were headed to Gary's house. I'd already had my lunch, made a delivery, and made it all the way back over to the other side of Greenville, well, Donaldson Center. So I knew you guys had probably stayed there for a little while.
Yeah, I stayed there. I asked a bunch of questions and just hung out and got to know each other a little better. It was a good day. And then we went out to the tool truck and we're looking at Google Earth and what there is between me and the repeater and everybody else down here in the Greenville Valley.
Got a couple new toys out of that too, didn't you?
I did. I got a couple new toys and we'll have to get them put up this weekend. Try it out.
I know you will. And I'm ready to get this. I'm ready to get an antenna up at home and start getting active again on HF and have a dedicated area in the house where I do this.
I look forward to hearing you on the air. You stay safe out there, okay?
Gone for a few days. We'll be back. I think we're coming back Wednesday, if all goes well. So probably won't hear you for a while. You have a good night, and enjoyed it. N4ZLK.
Shane, you have a good, safe trip, and enjoy, and I look forward to talking to you on down the road, KO4HK, and I'll be clear.
N6CLX Mobile, monitor.
KO4 PXB, I think we catch each other same time of the day being mobile.
N6CLX, hello, Lloyd. Name here is Mike, if you don't remember. Yep, I'm leaving work, Spartanburg, I'm going home.
trip in from Spartanburg to Greenville on the 85 parking lot. It's not one yet, but I probably foresee it coming.
Hold on, you to clear a path.
For a PXB, if I can definitely do that, I'll just let the PTSD out of the box and clear the path.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, I pretty much get lucky due to the fact that I leave at work at pretty much 4:30 every day, so I get a little bit of, most of the time I get a little ahead of the traffic.
And this week's just been a kind of a weird week. I found myself all alone at the office. Got three shipments out, and when the last one left, I locked it up and said, I'm leaving.
Items do you sell?
We manufacture fans, specialty fans, and dust collection equipment, along with commercial HVAC equipment.
Work that'll keep you busy, because I think I heard you this morning saying that it's an unusual sales time for you, and most of the time during this month, it's these couple of few months until March or so, that it's slow for you.
Definitely this last year was kind of slow, but it's definitely busier. We've hit a peak now globally where our competitors, our traditional competitors, can't deliver anything anymore, and we can.
You have to thank for that. It's just definitely glad that you can. Like I said, I work for the county, and pretty much end of December, the departments start wanting to buy new computers, and so we get new servers and storage. So that keeps us busy until probably about the right before July, when the spending time is over for the year, when the internal auditor and finance starts their review of the books.
You're going to find, I don't know about this, I don't know about servers, but I've heard that it's pretty bad for deliveries right now on just about everything. The good news is we don't make huge quantities. We make a better quality. We make it in Germany, not in Asia. So all our Asian competitors have been knocked out, basically.
We were smart. The county was pretty much smart. Probably about 3 or 4 years ago, we invested in massive amount of storage and some good machines that actually work as have the server specs with a lot of memory and a lot of hard drive space. So we got it where we can actually set up a virtual server, so it doesn't have to. We don't have to physically wait on a unit of a server to come in. So we can just load the operating system on a virtual machine, give it any kind of network cards we want, any kind of processors we want, within the specs of the host that actually served that up.
Good. They just do racks and racks of them. And if you need more machines, virtual machines can do a nice job. Now, our network was going nuts last week, last Friday. And our so-called IT support, local support, and we just got the bill, $180 for them to take our phone calls and not do a thing. I went back there and just reset the whole network, shut down the server. There's only six of us. I shut down the server, Blade server, Dell, and then I'm going to let this drop. And I unplugged the external firewall, and I unplugged the hub, and I also went as far as to unplug from the fiber, and then I put everything back on in reverse order. Fixed all the problems, but we still got charged $180 for them to take our phone call.
Fight that one. That's stupid to be charged $185 to do absolutely nothing.
We'll see. They also came in and fixed my VPN problems on my laptop. There's the phone. EBX NC. 6 CLX. That was just a quick question from the XYO.
That's close enough. It's KO4 PXB. That's Papa X-ray Bravo.
I don't know what I said. Probably said PBX, because that's how I remember your call. Like, you know what a PBX is. Anyway, that's right. It's B. Bravo Paul X-ray, right?
PX. Yeah, it is actually PXB.
We're both getting it wrong now. All right, PXB. KO4, PXB M6CLX. Yeah, they fixed my VPN problem by going back to V4, IPv4, and doing all my map drives with the IP addresses, like version 4, which is 146, blah, blah, blah. But it all relates back to when they set up the server. They left everything as default. So it's our whole server in the office is a 192.168. Dot dot dot. The whole thing's ridiculous.
Not being offensive, but a very rudimentary way to set up a network, because our internal addresses, we have a DHCP server that will hash out IP addresses in 10.8 all the way through whatever.
They never really set up DHCP properly, so what's going on is when I get on my VPN at the house, I'd be, of course, getting IP address collisions with stuff in the house, because they just left it as default. Stupid. Anyway, mother company IT guy got in there and he was showing me everything, how to fix it. And he instead of addressing in V4, he went back to the V6, and then he went in there in the config files and basically told the VPN what the IP address is for the server. So it's working fine, but still. Lots and lots of problems. They set things up with standard usernames and local admin names. And, just, I don't know. Came down to our IT guy, said he'd like to email them along.
Kind of odd way to set things up. And mainly due to the fact that y'all are pretty much a one-building area, so there's really no reason to have a domain controller when you're only one location and to have a DHCP server when you've got six computers that...
We've only got six, seven computers. We need VPN. We've got one off-site guy, plus one salespeople like me and the boss. We go out. We want to get on VPN. So we got that Sophos firewall. Hey, that's a nice little system, but they could have definitely set it up better. Plus, we've got dual cable fiber coming in. We've got all the bandwidth we need. And still, when you're on VPN, it is incredibly slow. They've got something set wrong.
A lot of places that throttle the VPN to keep from one person getting on there being a hog.
There's only three people that possibly could get on there in VPN and do something. But, you know, for instance, when the snowstorm hit, it basically shut us down. We could get on and get our email through just standard internet connection, but to get on there and do any work in our accounting system, no way. It is way too many small files being pushed.
The last time we checked had probably about 18 to 1900 computers, 70 servers, 2100 users, 13 outlying locations, and plus the ESA Academy for the fire and the training academy for the police, so we definitely got a bunch.
But, you know, for a rudimentary setup, our network is just, I don't know, it could be better. But You know, I know enough to be dangerous. I don't pretend to be a network guy. There's just way too much knowledge to learn. And it changes all the time. And it feels like identification.
4PXB. The biggest thing is to definitely to put, for your safety's sakes, make sure that you have some way of backing up your files to a secondary location, because we've seen it before and we tell the users all the time, if you have anything on your local PC, you need to get a thumb drive or some 500 gig drive or somewhere like that to back it up, because we don't back up local PCs. We back up file servers and et cetera, but not local PCs.
What we're trying to do and what we've been doing is just, well, we have a minimum amount of stuff on our PCs, but we do, everything is server-based, all our files, it's either paper or on the server, and then we have a Blaze account we back up nightly.
Good. We're just now starting to incorporate backups to the cloud, which is very nice because we have a Unitrans device that we found out a couple days ago that they actually have a cloud service that you can run your hot backups to the cloud, and you buy initial storage space, and then a 90-day retention is not included in that storage space that you buy. So that worked out well, that if we go with that.
Nice. We worked that out early last year. You know, we're trying to do everything economically, but you know, we got one server and gigabytes that we've got to back up. So we figured out that we can use our entire storage. We can back up every night and keep an entire year in the Blaze account and still not go beyond our storage capacity.
Because just our file server on one of the volumes has 13 terabytes of space that people have their files and stuff on. So that's a bunch.
We're using AWS protocols. Blaze allows those, so we're using AWS protocols and just updating with their software. It just goes up. It's cheap and it's great and it's fast.
A good thing. What the fast and cheap and reliable is the most important part.
And I tested it last year at some in June. I accidentally erased one of our pricing files, and it was no big deal to put it back together. But I said, you know, instead of spending an hour reconstructing, I just went to my boss and said, what's our Blaze account password? And I explained what I did, and he says, if you can't get it back, you're redoing that file that I did. I said, no problem. I was able to get it back. Easy.
What we're working on, what we're testing now, is on that server, when we want to do a restore for a comparison, we want it to actually go to a different location, so that way we're not overwriting the original file. That, you know, that's the way sometimes the user wants to see the original out there and a copy of the original so they can do a compare. So that's one of the options that, you know, we're having to deal with our vendors about.
I got to make up our mind what we're going to do with this so-called support. They do some good things. The software is a thread locker, So basically, nothing can install on the computers without them unlocking it. But, you know, it's good. It's keeping us from ransomware problems.
Good. We do the fact that we have a domain with the county, and the regular users are not domain administrators, so they can't install anything on their computer either. So that saves us one hell of a lot of time due to the fact that, you know, we've got, you know, that many users. And a couple, probably about 16 years ago is when we, you know, stopped doing that, because before PXB for station ID. Yeah, we stopped making, or just letting people be wide open on their computers, because we were forever and a day having to, you know, reload their computer when it got so junked up with stuff that it would just bog it down.
It concerns me that there's a report running around that Microsoft is thinking of actually requiring all Windows 10 installations to be upgraded to 11. I hope not.
They will say that, but if you actually have your IT people go through in the register key and tell it not to auto-update your systems, that will save you a lot of time on doing so, because that's what we do. We have the computers set not to do a automatic update of the operating system, and also we have a Windows update server. That way we tell the computers what updates we wanted to get controlled by that server.
That's a problem. And succeed. Going to my laptop, for instance, and I'm running Windows 10 Home version. I don't know why they bought it that way. I don't know why the IT guys even set it up with that. It should be the professional, but whatever.
The cost difference, because they more likely get a package deal on it.
But the PC with, but, you know, I mean, whatever. You know, for the few $100 more, they could have gotten us the professional version. Everyone should be on the same version, I'm swearing. Every time the secretary's in and running her computer, I think her computer is causing all of our network issues. I went on it, and they have the same stupid map drives with the V4 addresses. And I'm sure there's collisions and all sorts of stuff going on that's slowing us down.
Definitely a possibility, but there's probably no way around that when they have a flat network like that.
And they're really, we're going to talk about this in the next month or so. Switch over to the mother company's IT guy. We'll have to pay the mother company his time or something, but maybe he can come in and do a remap of our whole network, because we got drives with directories named sales, with a directory named sales, with a directory named sales. It's just ridiculous.
Will definitely cause a problem, because Microsoft Word only has a 256 character limit of what it will actually copy. So if it ever gets to that point and you have to copy that somewhere else, the copy job will fail with that message that that file name or extension or folder is too long.
Way back in the DOS days, if you can remember, before it was 256, it was limited to something else.
Remember those days, because I'm 55, so I definitely remember those.
Just a few years ahead of you. I'm 58, so I'm old enough to see the light and know it's not a train, but too far to walk.
In the light.
With the light at the end of the tunnel. And there's quite a few people out there that retired in the last 6 months, and now they're looking at it going, what? I have less money?
They're true, going that they retired thinking they're going to have money, but then if they really haven't saved up enough to be comfortable, then they're in trouble.
I'm thinking last week with the market going down 8% or so, but got to be prepared for the ride.
Or PXP. Right, they only said you lose if you sail.
I'm going to unplug this thing. I don't need my speed being taken by in the neighborhood. What, I don't know what's making that go on. Yep, a guy put it correctly the other day. He said that in this market, you're a winner if you lose less than everyone else.
Which is hopefully that we'll continue losing less than everybody else, because as if it does happen that way, there'll be a lot more issues on people getting angry and doing something stupid.
Need to bring that up, but we have too much of that already. I saw on the news blurb on the internet someone opened fire on a bus in California, killing people.
And not saying it's true and everywhere, but that's also what happens when you have a state that pretty much doesn't carry firearms, where they're allowed to carry a firearm.
Proof in point. How many of those riots last summer occurred in the South?
I mean, it's just like that the guy that went in Texas tried to rob that store and thought about it twice when he saw pretty much everybody in there was doing open carry. It just said he just got him or just turned around and walked out and thought twice.
Guy, that's the smash and grab team that went into that jewelry store last week in California, and when the owner reached for his concealed weapon, they all ran. All right, well, Lloyd, you enjoy the rest of your trip home. I actually am sitting here in the driveway, and so I'm going to go in and start the weekend. You have a good one. Good weekend. 10-6 TLX, I'll be clear.
4 PXB. Yeah, I'm just a couple minutes away from picking up the baby from daycare, and then so I'll be staying 73 until I talk with you later.
WK in 4 BWA. I'm on the phone now. I'll be back in a minute.
BWA, this is KO4RAX.
Hey.
Is this, Steve? This is Jim, KO4RAX. You were talking to Patrick last night about DMR programming.
Yes, sir, I sure was. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good. On my way home. That's the best part of the day. No audio. I think you're calling back, but I can't hear you.
UVM?
4RAX Mobile?
Yeah, W4DJW, you still there? This is what it sounds like. Patrick said I sound like I was in a barrel.
Not too far. Say again.
This is what it sounds like. I'm on the QYT. It's KT8900R. And I'm just letting you know what it sounds like.
Okay. Sounds a little hollow, but it works. It gets out. And I'm just looking for something I can put in a spare vehicle. So, sounds okay to me. You gonna be around this evening?
Amy wants to finish watching a movie we were watching the other night, so I'll be here. I won't be able to spend a lot of time. We can make the transaction go. I can break away for 5 minutes, but not for longer.
All right. Have you got change for a $100 bill?
Yes, I do.
Roger, roger. Okay, then we'll probably be down that way in the next 35 minutes or so, because we're headed down to Fuddruckers.
She's been gone all week long. She's ready to back and relax a little bit because she's wore out.
Yep, I know what you mean. All right, well, let me close out of here. I got to get them loaded up and in the car and on my way. So, I'll see you in just a little bit. And I appreciate it, Dave.
25 watts. You saw the picture, right?
Well, yeah. It looks fine. Fine and dandy. All right. Cool beans. K and 4, BWA clear.
74 D7. Clear.